Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Just past 11 o'clock. We're going to catch up with Tim Lacombe here in a moment. But I promised you tickets. We're giving away tickets. Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. If you're caller number 12, you've got a pair of tickets to tonight's game, Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. And keep listening, because if you are unable to be caller number 12 in about 30 minutes from right now, we'll give away another pair.
Caller number 12, it's that simple.
855-340-ZONE. Joining us now, former BYU assistant coach, now on the Jazz pre-half and post-game shows. You know him, you love him, you wish you could be him, Tim Lacombe. Tim, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. The intro just continues to make me blush.
It's all well-deserved. Hey,
so, Scotty, I walked in on Saturday evening to do the pre- and post-game show with Coach Lacombe, and the first thing he does is goes, and I said, you were expecting Scotty, weren't you? And he said, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. And
Bull crap.
No, I'm not even kidding you. He goes, this sucks. He said, so back-to-back nights I have to deal with you. And I said, yeah. I said, that's just how it's going to be.
And then then he kind of gave me lip, so I stood up, and you know the window there. I just put him against the window. I said, look.
I said, what are you going to do about
straight.
It?
You just ask me questions and don't give me any attitude. And then from there on, you didn't have a problem.
You just asked me the questions. Try to stay out of the way.
You know, there was a moment once where Hans and I got into a little bit of a tussle in the studio, and we both hit that window, and a couple of grizzly bears almost went through that window.
Now, that would be a great news of the weird, right?
Yeah.
Wrestling out of whatever story that is.
People would think it was Florida instantly.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, this happened in Florida. Well, that was Salt Lake? Huh.
But wow. Yeah, that window gave a little bit.
Like, it did, it bowed.
Like, uh-oh.
It bowed and popped. I don't think the window would have broke, but I thought the seal was going to come out.
Yeah, could have been a problem.
So full disclosure with windows, and then we'll get to work here. A couple weeks ago, I went to Arizona, and a buddy of mine just built one of those nice houses with, you know, you can have the big window or you can retract the window, right? Like a huge, big sliding door. That's what I'm talking about, right? And yeah. So my little grandson needed his bottle filled up, so I offered to run in and do it. And I walked in, and while I was there, you know, the door was wide open, and somebody got energy conscious while I was filling that thing. And I came rolling around the corner, and, I mean, just clear as day that, you know, I couldn't tell the door had shut or the window had been pulled shut. And I walked full tilt right into that thing. And there were about 20 people there, and it was the talk of the – well, it still is. I still get texts about how hard I hit that window and didn't go through it. So, anyway, you know, another window story perhaps that went a little, you know, awry. But, yeah, just full disclosure, I've had my issues with windows.
Got away from us a little bit, sure. It's happened to the best of us, no doubt. All right, Jazz get it done against Toronto. It wasn't pretty at times, but they find a way to get the W. What were your nerves throughout the course of that game? Because it seemed like there was a moment where the Jazz might give that one up too.
Yeah, they got down as many as 10. You know, the ball. I think the biggest story was the Jazz kind of figured out that if they stop turning it over, you know, that team really turns you over.
Yeah.
They eliminated the easy baskets in the fourth quarter to hold them to 13, but with like 50 seconds left, I looked at Hans. I said, dude, they have 9 points in the quarter. So it was absolutely crazy. But I would say that all the wins right now, I don't know that there's an ugly win right now in the last 10. I think everybody's going on fumes. Everybody's at, you know, going after and trying to secure a position they feel like they can succeed in. And so all these to come out with wins, I call them beautiful, because I would imagine Coach Snyder feels the same way.
Have we figured out the balance of what it takes to get Bojan Bogdanović hitting from the perimeter and at that 25-plus point mark?
You know, I think his mindset seems to be great right now. And you know, I kind of made conjecture anyway during the season that some of the issues he was having really were related to his injury last year, you know, where everybody else, while not being able to play formally in the offseason, could certainly go get workouts in gyms and such. And Bojan was the one guy who really kind of had to start the season and go from there. And so he was a little bit behind everybody else as far as, you know, just timing and touch and then the healing of that wrist. So I think he's just kind of starting to find it. His mindset seems great to me. Seems really confident, and he had an absolutely huge night. I mean, that's exactly what the Jazz needed, is somebody to go out and just kind of do it and lead the way. And, you know, not sure if it was going to be Clarkson or Joe, Rudy perhaps, but, you know, Bojan's the guy that kept him in that game the whole time because he was on attack and totally aggressive, and that's when he's at his best.
Tim Lacombe joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, part of the Jazz pre-half and post-game shows. Normally with Jake Scott, but congratulations to him. Tim and I are going to be hanging out coming up later on this evening. But let's talk a little bit about what
man,
to expect out of the
set. I got to wear a suit tonight. Dang it. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
No suit. Nope.
Are you putting Coach in a suit?
No.
Up in dungarees with hands.
Business casual. That works.
All right.
He was in dungarees and he had a Van Halen shirt on when he did it with me. I thought he was casual.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A slipper too. What was that like? Was that like a Minka Couture slipper? What was that you were wearing?
Yeah, it was the Hugh Hefner collection, actually.
got the smoking jacket.
Smoking jacket.
Oh man, Timmy could totally pull off that.
He could.
Yeah,
he could.
And then my
what do you? Yeah, what do you expect out of the Spurs tonight?
Well, the Spurs are on a back-to-back, played last night at home against Philly. And, I think they're going to kind of be on a little bit of fumes right now. The Jazz, I felt really good about this game from the standpoint because I feel so much better today. And I didn't play any games last week, but I had a busy week with the Jazz. So every game I'm, you know, driving up there to sit on my tuchus and call the game, they're actually flying and playing and exerting a ton of energy. So I could only imagine how tired they were. So to have a day off, I think it's huge for them. I think San Antonio fight, they're well coached. Pop's kind of going through he looks like the Doc from Back to the Future right now with that hair. But you just always know Pop's teams are going to play together and they're going to play hard. And, you know, may have nights they're not very good, but they usually are pretty tough and together. So I think anytime you play the Spurs, it's a tough one.
So the way I look at it, Coach, is if the Spurs don't get the two wins against the Jazz, and as you mentioned, played on a back and a back-to-back in their last two games they played, including last night, were overtime games. But if they don't get these two wins against the Jazz, they're not going to make it into the play-in. I think that they're out because they've got to play Phoenix twice. They got to play Portland, Brooklyn, New York, Milwaukee, plus the Jazz twice. And right now, New Orleans is 2.5 games back, and New Orleans has an easier stretch to finish than San Antonio by a long stretch. So San Antonio knows if they don't get these two wins against the Jazz, there's probably a good chance they won't be involved in that play-in tournament. Does that give them more incentive, or will they play about the same regardless?
No, I think if you're fighting for some, and, you know, that's the interesting thing right now. You're playing against a team that's out of it. And really, that's a crapshoot as to what you're going to get. And sometimes those guys feel no pressure and they want to go out and just ball out. And other times, you know, they've kind of given up and they're just looking to get it through the season. I would say every team in contention, you know, certainly then you take into the account that, again, Popovich is the coach. Certainly they're going to give you their best shot. And, you know, I think that's one interesting thing to look at is, you know, the Jazz really need these wins, so do the Spurs. So I think you'll see two teams really go at it. And much like we saw with Toronto the other night, I thought Toronto and the Jazz both played really hard in that game.
Tim Lacombe with us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. There's been a lot of talk about the potential demise of the Lakers. I think, obviously, it's way too soon to talk about it. But LeBron James leaves the game, citing the injury. They're now in the midst of trying to keep out of the play-in round. Just how bad things are in L.A., and you buying the fact that this could be that this might not be a team that could make a long run in the playoffs?
So I'm a big fan of horror films, and you know the one thing you never do is you never assume that the axe that just split the guy's head open, the killer's head open, is actually dead. He's going to find a way to get up off the ground and make one more futile attempt to, you know, go after people. And I think that's where the Lakers are right now. They're Michael Myers. It's wounded. I have no idea what internally what it's like, but they've lost three straight, and they're headed into a stretch of Denver tonight. So the second night of a back-to-back, they've got Denver tonight at home. They play Thursday against the Clippers. It's technically an away game, but, you know, same court.
Yeah.
And then Friday at Portland. And Sunday, okay, go ahead and throw Phoenix in there at home. And Tuesday, let's go and play the Knicks. So that's, they're Denver, L.A., Portland, Phoenix, New York, before it kind of softens with Houston, Indiana, New Orleans. But, yeah, I think this is going to be really interesting because, you know, all these teams are playing for something. And they also see a wounded Lakers team that they'd love nothing more than to push them down into that playoff mess or play-in mess, particularly in their kind of state of mind right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, I don't see the Lakers, when I watch them play, I don't see any kind of sign that they're anywhere near where they need to be to be really good in the playoffs. But it's crazy how fast that switch can flip sometimes with the, you know, with the greatness of LeBron. So I think last year I was at this very same point. I was watching the Lakers about right now in terms of the time of the season. And I'm like, I just don't see it. I don't think they have it. I told my son several times, like, mark me down, Lakers. There's no way they win it. And lo and behold, they kind of figure it out. So, everybody needs to do their part to shove them down into that play-in thing and make them exert all the energy they have to in order to have to repeat.
How much does that break their back to lose Schroeder for the season?
Oh, it's massive, I think. I actually, if you think back of the games that the Jazz played against the Lakers, particularly the one they lost there in L.A., and Schroeder was awesome in that game. He was a pest defensively. He causes all sorts of issues defensively and can really guard his position and then be kind of a fly in the ointment, digging balls out. Offensively, he's gotten way better. You know, he did a better job of making perimeter shots. He was pretty tough on the Jazz in the mid-range. And then in that game that, again, the Lakers beat the Jazz, you know, there were several times where he took it to the rim and the referees didn't call it in the game, but then in the two-minute report, you know, he was wiping guys off. But I liked his energy and toughness, and I think that's a huge, huge loss for the Lakers, no doubt about it.
Tim Lacombe right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Jazz and Spurs, back-to-back games as we come down the stretch. Is this kind of a difficult time for teams? And I got to imagine in college basketball, kind of feels like maybe, the dog days of February where you know the conference tournament's coming up and you know the NCAA tournament's coming up and you're looking ahead to that, but you got that, you know, trip to Pepperdine coming up or the trip to the Pit. And you're just having a hard time getting your mind right because you're looking forward to so many other things coming down the pipeline. Is it difficult to kind of maintain your focus during this stretch?
It definitely is. And you know, coaches get made fun of a lot because it's coach speak to talk about one game at a time. But this is where that really applies. Right now, you know, the hard part about looking forward right now is nothing that we're looking at forward has been settled. You know, 2 days in a row, we watched the positions flip all over the place in the West, right, with wins and losses. So the Jazz kind of go 1-2, and obviously that's going to continue until somebody blinks, you know, out of Phoenix and Utah. And if it does end up, you know, in a tie, obviously Phoenix has that tiebreak. But I think that's what makes all of these games, like, you know, in a vacuum, the Jazz with the record they have, playing San Antonio with, you know, only 9 or 8 games left on the schedule, would seem like, hey, you know, how important is it? But when you put all of the other stuff in there, you talked about it, Hans, with San Antonio's fighting for their playoff life, and the Jazz are trying to figure out the very best position they can get themselves in with the current situation they're in, with the health. And so it really is crazy, but nothing that happens tomorrow matters today in the way the playoffs are put together. And so if you can, that's the very best skill you really acquire right now, is you can't look down the road at a game on Friday or the first round of the playoffs, because all you're doing is daydreaming. You have control over today. You go play the Spurs tonight. That is a given, right? But you know that. So I think that's where coaches really earn their money, to keep the guys' minds right, keep them on task. And in this situation, it shouldn't be as difficult because, again, with all of these different tweaks to the playoffs and then the crazy year we've had with COVID, it is really anybody's year this year. And that's the honest truth. I don't think you could look at one team and say, there they are, right? It's going to be, how does this all stack up? And then from there, how matchups are going to dictate it, but who's going to get there? And it could be anybody.
You know, sometimes you're sitting there and you're watching a game with somebody and they bump you and they say, well, who's number 77 or who's that number? The other night against Toronto, you get bumped and it's, who's that number 3? This Trent Forrest rookie from Florida State that had a couple of critical minutes for the Jazz, that had 3 assists, 7 points, had a pretty nice box for the night against Toronto. Explain to people who Trent Forrest is, if he'll be used like he was against Toronto, maybe in these next couple of games, and your thoughts of his performance against Toronto.
So you're saying you got bumped into at the game asking about Forrest?
Yeah, who's number 3? Who's number 3?
Oh, okay. And that was when you were at the with your family, right?
Yes. Game? Right. Yes.
In, up there in the upper bowl. You guys had those tickets up there, right?
See, I was going to like just let this whole thing go. I didn't even bring it up. I didn't want to talk about
that
it.
Is that what you're talking about, Hans?
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. I wasn't sure which situation you got bumped into. Can I answer the question now, or do we have to pick up any of that garbage?
No, we'll just let it go.
Okay. Hopefully that doesn't affect Scotty's mood tonight when I show up in a bow tie.
A little bit, yeah. Not gonna lie.
No, I love Forrest. I think, you know, when he started to play, when the Jazz brought him in and he played a couple of games, you know, the things that stood out to me were, I always look at a guy's effort, and he's trying to be in the right spot all the time. There isn't a whole lot of casual to his game. I feel like his understanding of the offense has really improved, particularly even over the last couple of weeks. The knock on him right now is he can't shoot the perimeter shot. But I thought he came into a game, you know, the other night that had a ton of magnitude on the season. And, you know, Quinn felt comfortable enough putting him in the game and giving him a lot of minutes. He actually played some extended minutes outside of his rotation by my watch. So I think that his contribution was huge. He made a big 3. You know, people will remember that because that's what people remember, shots. But I'll remember the deflections and a couple of really nice defensive plays and the defense that he played on Van Fleet in the fourth quarter, who was the go-to guy for Toronto that night with Lowry out of the game. And to put a guy, you know, in that position to play, what did he play, 15 minutes in that game, and just did a nice job of keeping things afloat. They were a +8 while he was out there, and that scored 7 points. So that's the – you know, that's my thoughts on Trent Forrest. I think he's a guy who you're not really going to see a whole lot of, you know, with Mike Conley and Donovan out there and everybody playing the regular minutes, but it's nice to have him on the team and help you do something like they did the other night.
Well, Jazz and Spurs tonight in Vivint Arena, where there's really not a bad seat in the house. Game tonight at 8 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 7 right here on the Zone Sports Network. Especially if those tickets are free. All right. We'll be giving away tickets throughout the show.
Hey, Scotty, are you going to put him through the window again? Is this like opening up another wrestling match?
Let's just say it wasn't him that was going to be put through the window.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Well, if you
was fun.
Come up there and keep him in – I mean, it took me 30 seconds, and I had him obedient for the rest of the night.
He had his forearm up across my throat, head against the window.
I just gave him the coach's eyes, the crazy coach's eyes. Everybody's seen those.
Those are real.
Players. Yeah, they're real.
It's the first time I've ever had somebody say to me, though, just ask the questions and keep your mouth shut otherwise.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
And kind of had those.
You said you met with the honor code a few times.
More than a few, yes. No, but they did handle it in a similar fashion. Okay. You are guilty. No, I'm not. Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm just trying to stir up all sorts of stuff for you, aren't I? It's okay.
Hold on. How many times did you meet with the honor code as a coach at BYU?
Never.
Coaches don't meet with the honor code.
I actually registered a different cell number, so if they were texting me to come in, I wouldn't get them.
Yeah, it's Scotty. I could actually give you the number to a couple football coaches that had to meet with the honor code.
Oh my gosh!
But I will say this: I am waiting for like statute of limitations. I don't know what that is there, but hopefully it's quicker than 7 years. Because there has to be a lot of stuff they could go back retroactively and find me for.
The honor code never forgets; it's always there.
That's true. Yep.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Coach.
Guys.
Talk to you later tonight.
See you, Coach.
Tim Lacombe right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. All right, we're live here at Minky Couture. We're up here in Layton. Real easy to find on that Woodland Park Drive, the old Navy building right next to Barnes & Noble, just off I-15. Come by, hang out with us. Sandy is here to make your Mother's Day so much easier. You know, people, look, they think about Valentine's Day. They think of anniversaries, Christmas, birthdays. Sometimes you kind of sweep Mother's Day under the radar.
Mother's
you cannot
Day is
do
not
that.
A sweeper.
No.
No, you cannot.
Can you imagine your mom if you forgot her?
That's
she
terrible.
She would be heartbroken.
You got moms. You've got wives. You got to take care of them all.
You got to take care of them all, and you might have some daughters or daughter-in-laws that they do motherly things. They're taking care of your grandkids. You need to remember everybody on your list, and get away is just get a blanket. It covers everyone, literally covers everyone. Mm-hmm.
It covers everybody, and I want to thank you for being so generous to our listeners. The discount is unprecedented. You can't get this discount anywhere, and it's good across the board, right? Is this good on online
orders? It's good online. Put in Zone 50, and it's good at all 6 locations, and I can tell we've got some great listeners coming in, and they're listening. They're excited. They would love to get Mother's Day taken care of so they don't have to worry on Saturday. Like, that's the worst. Saturday going, I've got 2 hours to get her something.
It's not the way to do it.
And look, you're going to extend this 50% off through
all week.
Through the week. But here's the thing. Inventory is going to go quick this week. So if you want the best of the best and the color and everything else, you got to come in early.
The thing about Mother's Day, you have, you know, your wife and your mom and your mother-in-law. And so it's up there with Christmas. We really are. It's one of our busiest holidays. And we have such great success with all your listeners saying thank you for hooking me up with this blanket. And I'm a hero. And they loved it. And they're so excited to receive a Minky Couture blanket or a Annie bag or one of our Minky Couture robes. All of them will take care of your mom this Mother's Day.
Come on by here. Again, we've got a ton of jazz gear available. So if you want to get something for yourself, that's free. You just come in, grab one piece. It's yours. You're good to go. And then whether it's your mom, whether it's your wife and daughter-in-law, I didn't even think about that, daughters. I mean, you got to get them taken care of as well. It's all right here at Minky Couture. 50% off. Use the keyword Zone 50 at checkout or online, and you're good to go. Please, please, please do not screw up Mother's Day.
We're so excited to have you come in. It's like we want to hug you, but we can't. It's COVID still. So we're just going to give you a high five and help you pick out
the best thing. And a blanket that will essentially hug you.
Yes. A blanket will do the job for us.
There you go.
There you go.
It's all right here. Minky Couture in Layton. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK. Aaron Roderick, BYU football offensive coordinator. Do you see more NFL talent on the BYU roster and a chance to back it up?
Yeah, we've got a lot of good players. The message to our team and specifically that I've been talking to our offense about is, okay, we lost all these good players. Now everybody thinks we're going to suck. That's the challenge to our current players is, what are they going to do? Are we going to show up and play, or are we going to go back to being 7-6 again? I like the raw material that we have to work with right now. Opportunities usually come from winning a lot of games, and that's what I want our team focused on right now, is win games, and then the cream will rise to the top, and that's how guys get chances at the next level.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. All right, Hans, the good, and I know that you hear guys talk a lot about this, and Lloyd, I don't know if you got the audio on this or not, but I think it's really kind of a cool story when you hear guys talk about their parents when they get drafted. This was Quiddy Pay, who was taken number 21 overall by the Indianapolis Colts. And he talked about how excited he was to get drafted, but what some of that money is going to go towards.
Care of your mom. What does it change for the prospect for your life and your family's life?
For my family, she's done working. She's retired.
So Quiddy Pay says, my mom's done. She's retired. And a lot of people say that, but there's a really great story because his mom was born in a – and he was born in a refugee camp in Liberia. There was multiple civil wars. His mom brought him over to the United States. They lived in the projects in Rhode Island. She was working multiple jobs. They already had a hard time paying all the, you know, food, rent, all that other stuff. Well, he wanted to go to this private Catholic school to play football, as the coaches out there said, if we can get you in here, we can get you coached up, and you might have a chance to make the NFL. Well, tuition was like $10,000 a year to this private school. He said, Mom, if you can find a way to make this work for me, I will make it work for you.
Yeah.
So she ends up working, you know, 20-some-odd hours a day, multiple jobs, gets him into high school. He ends up getting a scholarship, ends up getting the NFL, and he told her, if you can get this for me, I will make sure that I will get to the NFL. I will not get into any trouble. I'll do everything I can. He was committed to football because he knew he had to pay it back to his mom. Mm-hmm. He ends up getting drafted 21st overall and says, Mom, you're done. You did your part. I am now going to do my part. You're done. You're never working again.
By the way, it takes a first or second round draft in order to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get into the third and fourth round, the only thing that's guaranteed is your signing bonus, and your signing bonus yourself isn't enough to retire on, let alone have your parent retire on it. So to be able to be in the first round and get – do you know what pick overall he was?
21st overall.
Okay, so your 21st overall is probably going to be like a $7 or $8 million signing bonus. That's kind of a guess. I mean, when you're in the top 1, 2, and 3, you're like $28, $27 million. And then it really falls dramatically from the first 5 down to the first 15, and then dramatically from 15 down into the 20s and, yeah, and 30s. But still, we're talking about, you know, $8 million, $10 million that's guaranteed. And then he's a first-round pick. So he should, bare minimum, he should be able to make it for 3 or 4 years in the league.
Yeah.
Even if he's just
– oh, I'd say,
even,
yeah,
even if he just falls apart, he should make it for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So with that being said, this is an amazing, rare opportunity. And one of the few times I'd say to a guy, I think it's okay to tell Mom,
yeah,
that she's retired.
If normally, you want to wait till that second contract.
Right. If he'd have been a third-round pick and did this, Scotty, I'd have said, don't know if that's the best thing to do. Because when everybody takes their cut of what you're going to get with your bonus and you're in the third round, I know that, let's say it's $300,000 cash after everybody takes their cut. I know you might think $300,000 is a lot, but it goes quick.
Yeah.
And telling mom, hey, you're done working in that situation, not a good situation. But look what he did, man.
Yeah.
Got himself in a pick in a spot where he could do this for mom, and that's an emotionally draining story right there. That chokes you up a little bit, especially thinking what that family's been through.
There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Well, Scotty, LeBron James is none too happy with where his team's at since his return. You mentioned that he was taken out of game a little bit early. And remember, the Lakers just lost to a Toronto team on the back end of a back-to-back that the Utah Jazz just beat. Toronto went on the road and got to L.A. and was able to beat them, and LeBron was going through struggles. And now the Lakers have lost six of the last seven, and they're potentially staring at that play-in opportunity for postseason. All of a sudden, LeBron James thinks differently about all.
Well, it doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not, 100% close to 100%. It don't matter, where we land, So, that's my mindset. And, if this happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
one thing I've started to realize is that the closer you are to playing in that play-in, the more you don't like it.
The more you hate it.
Yeah.
Yet if you're Golden State or New Orleans,
I guess if you're on the back end coming up, you're all about it. If you're on the front end coming down, you're not a fan of that.
I think that LeBron realizes his team's probably going to be in it. I think he realizes they're probably – he might be in that 7 or 8 spot, but I think that they are free-falling, and I think that the Lakers are going to have to play in. Okay. Now, remember, if you're the 7, you only got to win one game, right?
Yep.
How about how many minutes he put in his return? He played 30-plus minutes.
Yep.
That's like a lot of minutes for his first game back.
Yeah, he did jump right back out on the court. They're like, we're really going to need you here, LeBron.
We need this.
But they're in a free-fall.
It's not happy. Look, Dallas is now up in the 5 seed. You haven't heard Luka or Mark Cuban complain about it in a while.
No.
They've been pretty quiet because they're in the 5 seed. And you didn't hear the Lakers complain about it until the other night, now that they are in the technically the 7 seed.
So how far away are we from hearing Steph Curry say, hey, I'm just really glad that we have this play-in opportunity. I think this is a brilliant idea.
Big shout out to Adam Silver.
Hey, you know what? Everybody get used to it, because I think this is the way moving forward. At least from what I'm hearing, this is the way moving forward.
Yep. All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Brought to you by Zero Res, by the way. Get your carpets cleaned. 801-288-9376, $33 per room. 801-288-9376.
I don't know how many people have heard of Felix Verdejo.
I did not until this story had popped up.
Probably not a ton. He's a big-time name in lightweight boxing. He's got an impeccable record. I mean, really incredible. He's 27-2, and he's got 17 knockouts. He's a former Olympian, Scotty, represented Puerto Rico in 2012. So I guess what I'm trying to say is he's a pretty big deal in the world of boxing, even though the world of boxing isn't front and center. And this is a horrible – I'm going to save people the details, because there are some details that are emerging from a witness that was actually involved in this situation. But Felix Verdejo faces federal charges stemming from the death of a 27-year-old woman whose body was found in a lagoon in Puerto Rico. Her name is Kishla Rodriguez, and she was pregnant at the time of her death, Scotty. And she was found a couple of days after she was reported missing. Verdejo was being charged with kidnapping and carjacking, resulting in the death, which intentionally killed this unborn child as well as Miss Rodriguez. He did turn himself in to federal agents last night. But this is a man that's married. Apparently, this was his child. apparently there is an eyewitness that turned him in that has turned state's witness, and the details are out there. If you want them, they're out there. I'm not going to give them. I read them this morning, and I had to take some Pepto-Bismol because I felt my breakfast coming back up. It's horrific. It's sad. It's terrible. And this man, if convicted, should get the death penalty. Yeah. I don't know if it's an option.
I don't know if it's an option either, but at bare minimum, it should never see the light of day as a free man ever again.
No.
So, yeah, you're right. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, live here at Minky Couture up in Layton. Stop by, hang out with us. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Dennis Dodd is with us from CBS Sports. I want to ask you about the Pac-12 Conference Commissioner search. How's it going?
Yeah, it's not going well. They're screwing this thing up. I talked to a person yesterday that has intimate knowledge on the search, and it's a mess. They're considering having two commissioners, one that would deal with the ADs and one that would do more administrative stuff. Well, who do those people report to? Each other? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I can come up with five very capable people off the top of my head right now that could do that job. Hire one of them tomorrow and be done with it instead of this drawn out process, but the longer they go, the longer it looks like they're going to end up with another Larry Scott.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole
It's time for another edition of Whole World News, brought to you by Elite Works. Call 844-523-2777. If your website stinks, guess what? Elite Works will rebuild it for free. That's right. Complete rebuild for free. But you got to call Elite Works right now, 844-523-2777.
Two stories today. If we've got time, but I love this one. There's this husband and wife, Scotty, that were living in an assisted living home in Lebanon. And apparently in Lebanon, these assisted living homes, they can have full lockdown where they shut the doors and they've got security codes. And so, you know, these kids put their parents in there and they lock them down. Now, this story is incredible because this old fella.
Hey, Mom, Dad, we're all going to Disneyland. Oh, and you just got to make one stop on the way.
It is bad. When I was reading the story, I'm like, holy cow. So there's this place. It's Elmcroft of Lebanon.
Okay.
Is the home that these two old people are in. And it's for memory loss, for Alzheimer's, for other things. But this man spent a good chunk of his life in the Lebanese military. And, you know, going back into the 30s and 40s. And his expertise was Morse code. Well, in order to get out of the building, there was a certain code that you had to punch into the doors. And this man and his wife, over a period of about 6 months, listened and learned the Morse code of unlocking this door. And they got in. They went out. They got just a brief moment of people not watching them, scooted over to the exit door, used the Morse code to open the door, and they escaped for about 30 minutes.
Oh, only 30 minutes?
30 minutes. And then officials, I guess somebody called them in because they were wandering around, didn't know where they were. And
30 minutes to find where my kids were and go put a boot up there.
If you had 30 minutes, if you got out of that Lebanese.
I'd go right to the kids like, oh, okay. Because this guy's got military background and he's in Lebanon. He's probably seen and done some things.
Oh, I'm sure. And you find your kids and be like, so what happened to Disneyland? What was that whole thing? Look at your mom. Look at your mom.
Look what you did to her.
How can you look at your mom in the face and tell her that we were headed to Disneyland and we're here? And then they ushered them right back into and then they shut the door and changed the codes on them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, kind of a...
I can't imagine taking your parents somewhere where they just lock them down.
I can't either. What a horrible thing
It's pretty cold-blooded.
Yeah, this guy had... He was with the military for years, and he has to learn Morse code and use his military expertise to get out for a minute.
Yeah, not okay.
Don't do that to your mom and dad.
Come on. Don't do that.
It's horrible. The other thing, really quickly, in whole world news, have you ever had an incident on a roller coaster?
No, I have not. Fortunately, every roller coaster I've been on has been pretty seamless.
I've had two incidences on a roller coaster. Believe it or not, Space Mountain in Disneyland.
Yeah.
We were halfway through the ride, and they stopped us at the top of Space Mountain.
I've heard that Space Mountain can get a little glitchy sometimes.
Yeah, stopped us, turned on all the lights, so all of a sudden you're like, oh, this place is actually disgusting.
Yeah, there's always been a thing about people riding Space Mountain with the lights on, and it's not too glamorous.
It's not glamorous. It's not cool. You're like, oh. So that was one time, and then I went to a place called the Enchanted Forest in Tacoma, Washington, and they had just put in a new coaster that had these shoulder belts. This is when I was playing college ball. It was me and Justin in it, believe it or not.
Wow.
I went to Shelton, Washington, where he's from, and we hung out and had a blast. But anyways, got in this ride, and they put the shoulder straps on me and had two people push it down to lock it into place, and it got stuck. So I rode the ride. They unlocked it, and everybody's shoulder strap came up except for mine. 30 minutes sitting in the chair while they drilled the hydraulics out of it to get that thing to finally release off my chest. And I couldn't breathe. 30 minutes. And then as I was finally walking off the coaster, the whole line was booing me.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. They booed me because they shut the ride down. And it was boo. And I'm like, I couldn't breathe. I'll fight every one of you.
I will get right, Waters. I will fight each and every one of you.
That's how I felt. And there was probably 300-400 people in line. I told Justin, I said, Justin, you better hold me back. No, I didn't say that. 300-400 people. I didn't want to get in a fight with that many, but it was a horrible experience. But this
I can't believe you were getting booed.
I got booed big time.
I was afraid you were going to say in the middle of the ride that it unlatched.
Oh, no. They couldn't get it unlatched. And I had to sit there with that thing pressing on my chest. But this happened on the big one at Blackpool Pleasure Beach in the UK.
What?
It's called the big one. And
the big one at Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Yeah, Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Okay.
This used to be the highest roller coaster in the world, but the big one is no longer the biggest one because Six Flags in New Jersey built one called the King de Ka.
Yeah.
It's 456 feet. Anyways, this one's 213 feet.
Okay.
So right as the coaster was at the summit, it broke. And they all had to get off, and there's this little tiny walkway. There's this little tiny walkway.
Verbiage there.
That they had to climb down, and it was a really scary thing for everybody.
No. Not great. Not great. All right, we're live here at Minky Couture. Come by, hang out with us. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. You can get 50% off blankets, robes. I mean, it's incredible. And the selection is great, which means you're going to get the blanket that's going to match what your wife wants, what your mom wants, and you'll be a hero on Mother's Day.
Going to be a hero, man. Mom will love you for this amazing blanket. I know my wife's got one. My mom has one. And I know that it's their favorite gift I think I've ever gotten. Period. I really do think it is. My wife, you can't catch her without hers. Even on like a warm summer day, she's still got it wrapped around her shoulders.
Well, I mean, it's one of those blankets where like at night, like I use the same blanket, whether it's the middle of winter or the middle of summer. It works both. I don't know how it does.
But it keeps its coolness.
Keeps it cool. Keeps you warm. Whatever you need it to do, it's going to make it happen for you. So, you know, look, get one for yourself. For crying out loud.
Do you have one of those hugs ones?
Oh, yeah.
That
we
talked about? Don't you love that?
Absolutely.
So you stretch that across your shoulders, and it's got a little bit of elastic, but it's still got that famous Minky Couture softness, so it kind of hugs you back with that softness. And remember, 50% off just by using Zone 50.
Zone 50. You just come in here and say, hey, look, I'm here at the Zone. Give me 50% off. They'll do that up and down the Wasatch Front. They'll do the same thing for you. And then if you go online to MinkyCouture.com, you just use the promo code Zone50 and they'll get you squared away as well. So, look, get it done, folks. Get in here. Take advantage of it. And then you're done. You don't have to worry about anything else for Mother's Day. Maybe make her a nice meal on Sunday. And by the way, just a word of advice. It's a lot of people like to make, you know, their whole breakfast in bed, or they like to make the whole dinner for their moms. Make sure you clean it up after. Like, don't, like, crash your kitchen making a meal and then, like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to go watch some NBA.
That's a pro tip. That sounds like it might have a little backstory to it.
I'm just saying. Saying if you're going to make the meal, you got to also clean up the meal. Don't make a meal for mom that chances are isn't going to be very good because you're probably not very good in the kitchen anyway. And then say, all right, well, we're done here. And then you got like 8,000 pans and dishes that she's got to take care of.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Come on. Be better.
Hey, we made cookies. And then she comes out, finds all the blender gears and all the bowls and all the pans and the ovens left on.
Yeah.
Don't do that to mama.
Do better. 1782 Woodland Park Drive here in Layton. That's where we're at. We got jazz gear as well. Come get your blanket, take care of Mother's Day, and then get you some jazz gear, and you're off and going. 1782 Woodland Park Drive. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.